It's Monday, September 12th, 2016 AD. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Churches will now be subjected to homosexual and transgender anti-discrimination laws in the state of Massachusetts. The Massachusetts Commission Against Discrimination is applying public accommodation regulations to churches that open the doors to the general public. This is the second state to issue such regulations, according to a recent report from WorldNet Daily. During a 9/11 memorial at Ground Zero, Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton appeared to faint, struggled to walk, and then stumbled off the curb. Secret Service and an aide propped Hillary up as she fell into the black van. Her doctor says she has pneumonia. The campaign is calling off some of her travel schedule this week. Speaking at a homosexual fundraiser in New York City 2 days earlier on September 9th, Hillary Clinton demeaned Trump supporters.
You could put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. And unfortunately, there are people like that. And he has lifted them up.
Trump's vice presidential running mate Mike Pence said this in response at the Values Voters Summit.
Hillary Clinton's low opinion of the people that support this campaign should be denounced in the strongest possible terms. They are not a basket of anything. They are Americans, and they deserve your respect.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump received several standing ovations from a Christian audience at the Values Voters Summit, organized by the Family Research Council in Washington over the weekend.
Our Christian heritage will be cherished, protected, defended like you've never seen before.
Trump chastised the media for what he called, quote, mocking people of faith, unquote. He was remarkably silent about Planned Parenthood, LGBT rights, and the transgender bathroom debates. Although Senator Ted Cruz won the Values Voters Summit straw poll 3 years in a row, he did not show at the event this year. David and Jason Benham, the successful real estate twins who became well-known among conservative Christians when their HGTV reality show was canceled, told the Values Voters Summit audience on Friday that the prophetic implications of Isaiah 59 are happening in America today. Benham said today's immoral revolution has evolved from, quote, acceptance to appreciation to celebration into forced participation. But the problem is not the presence of darkness. The problem is the absence of light, unquote. Isaiah 59:14-15 says, justice is turned back and righteousness stands far away. For truth has stumbled in the street, and uprightness cannot enter. Yes, truth is lacking, and he who turns aside from evil makes himself a prey. Vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine, a Roman Catholic, told the Human Rights Campaign Fund he expects the Catholic Church to approve of homosexual marriage. He suggested that God has designed, quote, diversity, unquote, in the human family, and promised that he would fight for more government rewards for those involved in homosexuality and other perversions. Hillary Clinton, in a speech before the National Baptist Convention in Kansas City, Missouri last Thursday, said that America needs a president who will, quote, pray with you and walk humbly with our God, unquote. She told the historically black Christian group that America needs a president, quote, who will defend the dignity of every individual, unquote. However, she failed to mention supporting individual babies in the womb. The National Baptist Statement of Faith says, quote, we believe the scriptures teach that the law of God is the eternal and unchangeable rule of his moral government, unquote. And we would point out that the law of God states in no uncertain terms, thou shalt not murder. ISIS militants have sunk to a new inhumane low. Now, they're reportedly planning on using chainsaws to target Christians in Belgium in a killing spree, reports the Christian Post. A Muslim teen told authorities that ISIS was recruiting lone wolf jihadis to carry out chainsaw attacks against Belgians at a local shopping center. The United States and Russia announced early Saturday a breakthrough agreement on Syria that foresees a nationwide ceasefire starting early next week. The two countries have taken different allegiances in the war, while both countries oppose the Islamic State. Secretary of State John Kerry told the media, "There is some hope for a joint military mission against the Islamic terrorist organization."
U.S. and Russian experts will work together to defeat Daesh and Nusra. If groups within the legitimate opposition want to retain their legitimacy, they need to distance themselves in every way possible from Nusra and Daesh.
Reverend Franklin Graham has decried Chicago's homicide rate of over 500 people killed this year alone as a, quote, grim milestone, unquote, noting in his Facebook post that the, quote, true source of hope is Jesus Christ. He alone can forgive sin, heal hearts, and transform lives, making us entirely new creatures, unquote. A person's a person, no matter how small. Amelia Grabarczyk was born via cesarean section at 25 weeks, and she's the smallest baby ever to survive such an early delivery, reports the UK's Telegraph. She was only 22 centimeters long and weighed just 8 ounces. Today, Amelia is 9 months old and weighs 7 pounds 2 ounces. Without the emergency intervention, Amelia, who was not getting enough nutrition from the placenta, would have died in the womb. And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Monday, September 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.